Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And welcome into ABQ Connect, in studio with my good friend Steve McKee, businessman, husband, author, father, grandfather. I'm going to say that really loud, grandfather. Friend and political commentator. Steve, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. And
thanks, Grandpa, right?
Yeah, thanks, Grandpa. I have to say that I have, you know, you have four children,
yes.
Beautiful children, great family. Son just got married, going on his honeymoon. Man, that's the last one.
It is.
Total empty nest now.
Total.
For you and Denise.
And the locks have been changed.
New keys, new passcodes. Wow. Okay. I'll have to get the updates on all that, how to get that done here pretty soon. Steve, you've been a longtime businessman, McKee Wallwork, and if you have any questions about Steve or you want to read his blog, go to McKee, that is M-C-K-E-E, Wallwork, WALLWORK.com. All kinds of great information. Steve's written a couple of great books, Power Branding, Leveraging the Success of the World's Best Brands, Win Growth Stalls. And again, Steve has gotten involved, I think, in politics really through your love of New Mexico and wanting to see New Mexico be on the world map as a great competitor. And
yeah, oddly enough, the company specializes in turnarounds. We work with what we like to call stalled, stuck, and stale brands. And a few years ago, you know, when my kids got older and we started thinking about what to do, I realized that no matter how well the company does, it doesn't help them anymore because they're not under my roof. They need jobs.
Yes.
So we turned the lens, the focus of our lens on the state and said, well, if New Mexico was a client somehow, not the government, but the state, if it could hire us, what would we do? So we just began looking at the state's issues and challenges from a business perspective, and it's very revealing. And so I love sitting down with you and we're kind of talking about them one at a time. The word politics always gives me the willies a little bit, but you know, it's public policy. It's the decisions we make and they should be informed by some, you know, reasonable thinking.
So. And here 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had you on and we're talking about the legalization of marijuana in our state, which is something that we know is being pushed on our state. Right now, medical marijuana is legal. And a lot of people called in. We had six or seven callers. A lot of them were very supportive of medical marijuana. Some not supportive of legal marijuana, but we had a really nice discussion. And today we're going to have another controversial subject. All of us are very interested in the film industry. Back in June, we had Todd Christensen, the director of the New Mexico Film Office here. He had great things to say about how he's working to bring in productions. And we all know that Netflix is coming to town. NBC is coming to town. There's a lot of different talk about how that benefits us or doesn't benefit us. Yeah. But most of us feel, and you use the word, I'll use the word groupie. We all kind of feel like we're excited because the movie stars are here.
It's fun to see them at Starbucks or Monroe's or wherever.
Right? Yeah, and you see these funny signs around town. We'll talk about some of that later. So let's get started. Want to make sure people have an opportunity to call in, 505-338-5790. Regardless of what you hear us say, we want to know your opinion. We want to know what you have to say about it because we want to give you a platform to say, this is why I like it, this is why I don't like it. So please call us here at the ABQ Connect line, which is 505-338-5790. First question, it seems like New Mexico has really become a hub for the movie business. Why is there so much movie and television production now in New Mexico?
Two reasons. Largely, first of all, it's a great place. We have magnificent scenery. I think, five of the six or six of the seven temperate zones in the world are in New Mexico. So we got old movie, old Western towns to shoot in. We got urban locations. We got rural locations. We got great climate.
Yes.
An increasingly good, crew network, well-trained people. And it's just a fabulous place to shoot, but it's always been that. What's really stepped it up in recent years, really the last 15 or 17 is, we've laid out the welcome mat, if you will, for Hollywood. Said, come on over to New Mexico. We're going to give you a film tax credit, which we can talk more about, that has greatly increased the incentives. You know, as California gets to be a worse and worse and worse business climate, and New York too, for that matter, Hollywood studios and producers it's a business, right? They're increasingly looking for where they can make a buck or where they can save a buck. And New Mexico's rolled out the red carpet for them.
We don't have this on our question list, but I want to ask you something related to what you just said. So other states, namely California, which is famous for Hollywood and all the productions they've done over the years, that state is becoming increasingly unpopular with producers because of the expense of producing films.
Not just the expense. It's basically hostile to business. That's a pretty sweeping statement, but it's somewhat true.
But isn't it true that part of our motivation in discussing what we're talking about today is to prevent that same climate from happening in New Mexico?
Oh, sure. Or to overcome it to the extent that it is.
And we're really discussing. We know that a lot of people are working, but we don't know at what cost
right. That's
happening. Tell us about some of the productions that are happening around.
Well, a lot of people know about the famous stuff. I mean, Better Call Saul is shooting, you know, in New Mexico now. And it's fun to watch shows and see, especially those series, where you see all the locations around town, right? I've watched the show. I'm not a big fan, but, you know, I don't even care about the plot line, really. I'm like, hey, there's that underpass under the freeway, or there's that Twisters or whatever. So Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad famously was shot here. That could be a whole conversation in and of itself. I think we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, whether that's good or bad. But we've also had...
You mean it could be bad that we're perceived as the methamphetamine capital of the world?
I don't know why that would be bad, right? Yeah. There have been some really famous movies shot here. Independence Day, The Avengers. Of course, a lot of the old great Westerns, The Magnificent Seven, was shot here. Sicario was a movie that was shot here, SEAL Team 6. So New Mexico has had a role in Hollywood mega productions. But what's happening with, you know, everybody's own behavior, you're subscribing to Netflix or Hulu or what have. There is so much money being poured into production of original series. It's amazing how much film production goes on. And we tend to think of it either as blockbuster movies, and there's some of that, or as series, you know, like Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. But there's so much more than that. It's just, and that's an industry trend. There's an immense amount of production happening all over the world.
So here's where we're going to start the meat of this conversation. Explain the film tax credit.
Okay. I'm not a tax attorney, but I'll explain it in the simplest terms I can. We can talk about what other states are doing because, 35 or 40 other states are doing this, which is a factor that we need to discuss. Basically, when a production company shoots in New Mexico, it's very seldom that the entire thing is done in New Mexico. So they might shoot it here and edit it in Hollywood. You know, it's kind of a mobile business. But for any of the activity that is done here, whatever money they spend, they basically file a tax return and get, depending upon the nature of what they're doing, 25% to 30% back. So the way to think about it, it's really pretty simple. You know how when you file your federal tax,
yes,
and you get a refund?
Yes.
That's what Hollywood gets. We give them a refund on anywhere between 20% and 30% of their expenses for everything they do in New Mexico.
Okay, so I'm not a mathematician, but let's use round numbers. So yeah. If any of us buy a product, we go buy a TV.
Yeah.
Or we go buy a radio to listen to KNKT, or we do something like that. We are paying roughly 7% gross
Close
receipts
to eight,
tax.
But yeah.
Okay. So, we pay this gross receipts tax. So is this?
It's the opposite. We pay 8%.
Well, but when they buy things, I mean, they're here buying, you know, they buy food, they buy, I talked to somebody the other day that said the best place to eat is on a movie production
set.
Oh,
yeah.
Because they just have these. Yeah. Huge layouts of great food.
Yes.
And all the workers and everybody get to share in that. So it's kind of a neat environment. And I've heard all kinds of positive things from people that are working on these
sets.
Oh,
it's a blast.
Yeah. I mean, they're having fun and it's a challenge. Now, I will say it's not easy either. These guys are working 16, 18 hour days many times. So we know all of that, but I want to get to the math just a little bit because if they're paying 8% gross receipts tax, you're telling me that they're getting back 25%.
Yeah, and the numbers probably don't exactly work like that because they may not pay gross receipts tax on everything.
Okay.
And they're not going to get necessarily 25% back on anything. However, the point you're trying to make is they're getting triple back what they put in terms of taxes.
Yes.
Is pretty much the case, yeah. That's a sweet deal.
That's a sweet deal. And how does that benefit our state?
Well, that's the argument. New Mexico, you know, is behind the rest of the country from an economic development standpoint. So we want to leverage our strengths. And one of the ways to do that is to double down on industries that sort of have a natural fit here. Film is definitely one of those. And by attracting all these Hollywood productions, both the one-off productions and Netflix and NBC Universal, which we could talk about, it creates jobs. It creates economic activity. And it does create jobs, but that's also a little bit fuzzy. But there's no question it creates economic activity. When you see movie sets being built and, you know, lights going on, camera action, that's real economic activity, and that's the justification for it. Plus, any industry where you're having some success, it tends to breed success. You know, if movies are successfully shot here, if the crew treats people right, if the weather's good, that word spreads, and it gets us more business. So there is a very strong case to be made for doubling down on industries where we have a natural fit.
And I'm assuming that the jobs that are being created, the people that are working on these sets, camera people, production people of all different types, they're making a pretty reasonable living.
Question. They can be very well paid, but it is, the work can be sporadic, which, by the way, is another reason to get more productions here, because then it's more steady.
Okay.
You know, production set up and then they tear down. So there is some sporadic economic activity, and some studies have shown that the real economic benefit is what we call short-term jobs, not permanent jobs. Good jobs while you have them. And for the kind of people that work in the film business, a lot of them, you know, it is definitely a lifestyle. It's very hard work. But some people really like the lifestyle, the random hours, you know, and then followed by no hours. So there is that economic activity, but it's not quite the same as Sandia National Labs creating 1,600 permanent full-time positions, if you will.
Right. But there's been a big criticism of politicians on both sides of the aisle in the United States over the last 20 years that we have given up all of our manufacturing jobs to overseas, to Mexico, to China, et cetera. And China's obviously built a pretty powerful economy based on subsidized manufacturing. So I think we're thinking here in New Mexico, well, we're going to have subsidized film production, and somehow that's going to return an economic benefit that's greater than what we're investing. Is that true?
If that would be the argument someone would make, I actually don't think they've thought it quite through in those terms, because there's a number of issues with that statement, which, if you want, we can get into.
Well, let's come back and talk more about that. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We're talking about the New Mexico film industry with Steve McKee. Stay with us.
The right window for your home, installed by America's experts with DreamStyle Windows and Doors featuring Pella. We know that every home is unique, so we offer a wide range of exceptional quality Pella windows and doors with different price options and features. We're here to find the right window for your home. At DreamStyle Windows and Doors, our job is to make your window and door replacement easy. That's why we handle the entire process, from the initial consultation through our professional installation. Then we back it with DreamStyle's lifetime warranty. In the month of August only, save $270 on each window, $770 on each patio door, with 12 months no money down, no payments, and no interest, or payments as low as $99 per month. Hurry, this offer is valid this month only. DreamStyle Windows and Doors featuring Pella. Call 373-0201 or visit DreamStyleWindows.com to schedule your free consultation. That's 373-0201.
People at Monroe's have been asking me, is your grandpa still washing dishes? And I say no. I promoted him to the parking lot.
Hey, Bill, can I come in from the parking lot?
Not yet, Grandpa. We're still busy inside. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about the catering. We cater to weddings, graduations, and at-home parties.
Wait a minute. You're too young to be talking about weddings.
Not my wedding. Anyone's wedding. If you want a no-hassle party where we do the work, call into Monroe's today. We cater to you. Your place or ours.
The 2019 Star 88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star 88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf. Our friends at Water Extraction Experts help tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Steve McKee in studio with me, and we are talking about the benefits of the state film tax credit upon yes. our economy. And I just ask you to explain that. You gave us a summary of what's happening. When did it start, Steve? How long ago?
Yeah, this goes back. I mean, we've been shooting movies in New Mexico for as long as there have been movies, really. But this goes back to 2002. I think it was the Richardson administration originally launched this program, and it was really new at the time. I think New Mexico and Louisiana might have been the first two states to do it. And it was a little bit different back then, but according to industry reports, we are actually one of the top five most attractive states to the film industry. You know, California, New York, obviously, despite being business unfriendly, the infrastructure is just there. Georgia is third. Huge film industry in Georgia, then Louisiana and New Mexico. So it goes back to 2002. And
Steve, why is it such a big topic now? Yeah. Why is there still the questions about the economic benefit? It just seems like there's so many lingering questions, and it's been going on since 2002.
Been going on since 2002, but what's happened is it was a huge topic in the legislative session because the incentives are so sweet, because film production has ramped up so much. Basically, New Mexico was forking out a lot of money that we didn't have. And so several years ago, Susana Martinez and her administration said, we're going to cap the amount of money we pay out at $50 million a year. Now, that isn't the amount of money we owe. We owe 25 to 30% of whatever they do. So we owe all these studios. She capped it at $50 million because otherwise, you know, cash is going out to Hollywood studios and New Mexico has a budget problem. So capped at 50, capped at 50, capped. And this year they wake up and we have a 300 something million dollar backlog. So we owe like 300 something million dollars on our credit cards to Hollywood studios. And the legislature said, we got to do something about this. And so that's why it was a big issue during this session. They raised the, since we had a surplus, big surplus, they raised the cap to, I think it was $110 million that they could pay out per year, reduced the backlog by $100 million or so. There was a day in June when the state basically wrote $100 million in checks to Hollywood studios. The poorest state in the union.
Wow.
Yeah. But so we still have a backlog.
So we still owe money.
We still owe
still
money
have
for
a balance.
Yeah, it's like we've already had the meal and it's on our credit card. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And so in this session, they tried to address it. They did to some extent, but it's still open-ended. Unlike other incentives, this is not most economic development incentives are one time, you know, move here and we'll abate your taxes or move here and we'll help you pay for your factory or train your workers. This goes on and on and on.
Well, one of the things I've heard as an argument, and it doesn't have anything to do with the film industry, is Intel. You know, Intel comes to town at one time. I understand that this fab was the largest fabrication unit for Intel in North America. And Intel, it would appear to me, was a pretty good citizen. They built over $60 million worth of schools in Rio Rancho and paid for those. And, of course, they had tax incentives, you know, property tax breaks and land and other kinds of things that happen. So when Bill Richardson was in office and that fab started talking about having to modernize because the technology changes and you have to change – you know, infrastructure and everything else. It's my understanding that we made decisions not to re-incentivize them. You mentioned that just now that a lot of times that's a one-time deal. So what's funny to me is I don't think there's any, by any stretch of the imagination, would we not see we gave Intel X amount of dollars and this is what they brought to our state in terms of jobs, investment of their own. Seems like that was pretty amazing. But I don't see the math lining up with the New Mexico film industry.
This is just a great conversation to be having because there's room for reasonable people to disagree. You've raised the issue that is at the core of all this, which is should government be offering any kind of incentive at all to private companies? That's a really fun question to debate. But given the fact that it has, then it becomes a cost-benefit analysis. And the film tax credit, by all accounts, the Legislative Finance Committee, every study that's been done, both in New Mexico and around the country, says that it returns somewhere between 14 and 42 cents on the dollar. However, being fair, that's for every tax dollar spent, we get between 14 and 42 cents back. That doesn't sound like a good deal. But then there's the question of multipliers, that when a job comes into the economy, or when a dollar comes into the economy, how many times does it roll over? And so with Intel, you're looking at their direct wages, yes. But you're also looking at the supplier companies that they attract to set up shop here. You're looking at the school that they build. You're looking at all kinds of things. And so the game in economic development is you can use any kind of multiplier you want to get any kind of a return you want. Generally speaking, you're not going to see, I mean, the tourism industry, famously, the state says it's 7-to-1 return. It's actually not. From a tax dollar standpoint, a dollar out brings less than a dollar in. But the other benefits that it spawns, the argument goes, are worth it to the state. So this is something that economists on both sides of the aisle debate all night long. So you and I aren't going to solve it here. But it is the issue. It's the right question to be asking, is at what cost?
And we'd like our listeners to tell us what they think. Give us a call at 505-338-5790. Even if it's just to tell us, I really like the New Mexico film tax credit, or I don't like it. We'd like to hear from you. And to the first caller that calls us this afternoon, I'm going to give them a free family fun pack from Hinkle Family Fun Center, celebrating their 25th anniversary. A lot of fun up on Indian School near Tramway. What a neat facility. They've got anything and everything. I like the go-karts. They're my favorite.
Instead of sitting in a dark movie theater, get into a go-kart.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And their go-kart track is so cool because it has some ups and downs, and you go over a bridge. Yeah, I mean, a lot of fun things. I don't fit in it as well as I used to. And the car struggles a little bit because I weigh about 40 pounds. Yeah, that's right. So, Steve, when we start talking about this, is this such a difficult math question that it can't be answered?
It's a question of what variables you're going to use in your equation, which gets more to a political philosophy question. So if you're against this, you can do the math. If you're for it, you can do the math. And then you have the argument about which formula is correct.
So let's talk about the political sides. Republicans are usually the ones against taxes and Democrats against big business. Why?
You know, this is it's funny because we talked about marijuana last week. It's another one of those cross partisan issues, really, because Republicans tend to focus on the financial ROI, the tax, you know, question, and is it really there? And Democrats are all about, you know, culture and film, and I mean, it's cool. It's a cool industry, but you have big business on the Democrat side in this case, the big film business, and so it's not a clean. It's not a terribly clean partisan issue, which actually I think is terrific, because why does everything have to be partisan?
Right.
There are people on both sides of the aisle that are for it and against it. It appears to generate economic activity. It does generate economic activity. That's a good thing. At what cost? That's what I keep coming back to.
So you're thinking that at some point that maybe it's costing the state so much. I mean, right now we're allowed to pay out $110 million a year.
Yeah.
And what percentage of that are we receiving back? Well, why is the investment of a state different than an investment of a person? If you're going to invest $100,000 in something, is it unreasonable to expect a 4% return?
Actually, that's the right question. It's funny how when it's other people's money, when it's all of our money, it's none of our money. And we don't look at it that way.
Right. Why are both sides of the aisle not absolutely saying, look, I don't have any problem personally with the fact that we tried this, but you're telling me it started in 2002 and we still don't know the answers to these questions?
We do know the answers to the questions. I think we really do know the answers to the questions. It's just a matter of if you're going to pay 15% on your credit card. Some people say that's not tolerable. I'm not going to do it. Other people say, eh.
Well, let me rephrase it. Last question of this segment. So if we're paying out $110,000 by law right now,
$110 million.
I'm sorry, $110 million.
Up to $110 million.
There we go. kind of blew that.
It's real money.
$110 million, not Monopoly money, to incentivize the film industry. If we could document somehow that we were breaking even, would that be a plus for our state?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going
to... Financially.
Financially. Okay.
There is a moral component to that, but we won't go there.
I'm going to back up and say, okay, if we received back 80% of that in revenues, is that a measurable that makes it worth the investment?
I would suggest not, for a variety of reasons.
Okay. We're going to talk more
about... We're not even close to that.
Okay. We're going to talk about those reasons when we come back. Stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're visiting today with Holly Slade, with Dave Slade and Associates. Holly, we appreciate, of course, your sponsorship of KNKT and all that you've done here over the years, along with Dave. You've been buying and selling homes for a very long time. So you're the expert I go to when I've got questions.
Well, thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
If someone is in a home and they're thinking about selling it, is there an advantage to doing any remodeling before they sell?
You know, there is. We always have to be careful about over-improving a home if you're going to sell it quickly. If you're going to stay in your home for a period of time, then you can do something like a full kitchen renovation. But if you're planning on selling, you might just want to do some updates to your kitchen, such as paint your cabinets or add new hardware. The same for the bathroom. You've got to really watch over-improving so that you get your money back out of it.
Prior to that, there's those marks around the handles. If you're not going to replace the hardware, just cleaning, you know, making sure it's a nice, clean space to come into.
There is nothing like a clean house with a fresh coat of paint where people feel like they can just come in and bring their furniture and move right in. They don't want to have to do a whole lot of work before they move in.
Well, that's some great information, because before someone goes out and spends a lot of money on remodeling, it could be something that is more than they need to do. But, of course, the best way to make sure you're doing the right thing is to talk to the expert, like I do when I talk to you. What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
They should give us a call at our office, which is 505-342-8100.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Steve McKee, Jim Williams with you this afternoon on ABQ Connect. So, Steve, we give the New Mexico, well, we give film producers a tax break, and they create a lot of local economic activity. Is that a good deal for us?
It all depends on the particulars, right? It's all depends. I have an analogy for you. Let's get you a car. Pick out a new car. What do you want? Just give me a car.
I think I'm going to go to Power Ford and buy a new Ford Raptor.
A Ford Raptor. All right. 4x4? Is that a big?
Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, it's, you know. It's
what color?
Black.
Black. All right. Let's get in that Raptor. Let's go for a test drive.
I might want to go to Petrie, though, and buy one of those HD big old, big daddy.
All
I don't
right.
know.
You put
Either
yourself
one.
In whichever one you want.
Okay.
Go for a test drive. It's smooth. The ride is great. You turn up the radio. It's great. The AC is nice and cool, right? You're enjoying it. And I'm your salesman. I'm sitting next to you in the car. We get back to the dealership and you say, I like this car. And I say, good. And you say, I want this car. And I say, great. You say, I'm buying this car. And I say, well, Jim, that's great, but I haven't told you how much it costs. And you say, I don't care. I want this car. You sign my paperwork. It's got a lot of fine print. And before long, you're way upside down in a car that you can't afford. That's what we're talking about here. Is there's no question that we like the benefits of the film industry. It's like driving the car around. We like the economic activity. We like the fun of seeing celebrities. We like the whole thing. But it's the equivalent of not asking, what's my monthly payment going to be on this thing? And what's my interest rate?
Right.
And that nobody would say that that's wise.
You know, there's some scriptural analogies where they talk about counting the cost of building a house.
Right. We do not count the cost of this program. Part of the reason is because it's all of us, which means it's none of us. You know, if something's everybody's responsibility, then it's nobody's responsibility. That's why one of my mantras is government should only do what only government can do, because government incentives are not they're not correct for to manage things well.
I'm going to do another script deviation here, and I want to step back to what little I know about economic states or status of New Mexico with certain governors. So when Gary Johnson was the governor of the state of New Mexico, Gary, of course, started a handyman business and built a multi-million dollar construction company. Pretty smart guy financially. So he takes our state, which had been operating in the red for several years. He runs our state in the black basically for 8 years.
Yeah.
Cuts some programs, does a lot of things. I was amazed. And I know you said that the Democratic Party, he was a Republican governor. The Democratic Party squawked at a few things that he wanted to do.
Oh, they called him Governor Vito.
But I do remember them not really being that upset by the time he was done, because the thing was working like clockwork. The poor state in the union was operating in the black. And that has, to my knowledge, been the only time that's ever happened in the last 25 or 30 years.
Some of that is due to the economy. Governor Martinez held the line on spending. That's one of the reasons that she lost some popularity. But in both cases, yeah, I mean, she was faced with a deficit where you got to cut spending. And we know that based on history, when Gary Johnson, when he left office and Bill Richardson came in, a lot of other states had a big problem, but New Mexico was okay because we hadn't been spending in the red. So that discipline, that fiscal discipline is really matters. But you cite a iconoclastic guy, Gary Johnson, who in some respects didn't care what people thought and had a principle that, you know, we weren't going to go into the red. Only a person like that and only in the governor's chair can hold that line. Otherwise, the legislature, you know, things just get everybody benefits and nobody pays the cost, at least not directly. And that's how you end up with things like this.
But having seen him in the governor's chair for 8 years, I have hope that it can be done. And, well, and so I ask these questions. I mean, it seems to me that there are people that are gifted to manage money.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that are gifted to do other things, but the last thing you want them to do is to manage money. And I think our state is full of those people.
Well, yeah. The whole point of politics at the government level is you've got to, one of the reasons it's not working in our nation, in our state these days, is because of the rancor between the different parties. Because truly to get anything meaningful done, you need to have significant consensus. Governor can veto bills and a legislature can override a veto when they're really divided, but you need to have significant consensus. And I don't know that we're getting any closer to that. I sure would love to.
Well, if you have an opinion about the New Mexico film industry and the subsidies that the state of New Mexico is offering in terms of tax credits, give us a call this afternoon at 505-338-5790.
Let me make it really practical for people, because we throw around these big numbers, right?
Yes.
$110 million. So because New Mexico is such a popular state, because our film crews are fabulous, because we roll out the welcome mat, because so many people, and you mentioned your interview with Todd, you know, the film office, both at the state and the city level, works so hard.
They do.
Terrific people. Because of all that, we're expecting a lot more production. And the prediction is that we are going to owe, over the next 5 years, in tax credits, $750 million. Now you say, okay, wait, what is that? That is $1,000 for every household in New Mexico.
Wow.
So ask yourself this question. As much as you like seeing Gene Hackman at a restaurant, right? Or seeing New Mexico at the very end of the credits, you know, when you sit at the movie theater, you're paying $1,000 per household to some of the wealthiest people, because, you know, ultimately it filters up. We're taking $1,000 per household out of New Mexico's education budget and using it to pay for the private school of people who live in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That makes it real.
It does make it real. But you also are paying some jobs to the film crews and things that have families and things around here. And I've met a couple of people in the industry. One young lady is a recruiter for background actors that I know. And she has there's a whole vocation to going out and recruiting different kinds of people to walk around in the background and appear in the background and do things while the main actors are doing their thing. And she's a specialist at that and does a great job. And I was intrigued when she shared some of those stories about how she finds these people. You know, she'll get charged with, I need you to go find a set of Hispanic twins that are, you know, 4'11" and 10 years old. And she goes and finds exactly what those people want. And I don't know how she does it, but it's amazing. It is true also that she doesn't have a job 365 days a year.
Yeah.
She'll work on a production. When it finishes, she has to go to the next production. So she's anxious to see more and more production come to the state.
Of course she is. Of course she is. And she should. However, we got to think about her next door neighbor who used to work at a manufacturing plant and maybe lost her job. I mean, why is your friend's job more worthy of a government handout than her next door neighbor's? That's the question. There's no question that, as I said, I love the industry. I think there should be more of it here. But should we pay 30 cents?
You just think the subsidies ought to be different.
Well, here's the question. How about we subsidize advertising and marketing firms? And how about the state pay 30% of my staff's payroll costs? I'd love that.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's fair to other companies. I would love it.
Would your advertising firm explode at the seams because you'd have all these new employees?
No. No. It would, it might attract other firms, but that's where you get into the return on the dollar. We're just buying the business.
Well, the funny thing is about what you're saying is just if we evaluate your business, you've had to go out of state for the majority of your customers because the economic climate here doesn't support what you do.
And that's where you get into the larger question of, you know, what one of the things that the film, tax incentives demonstrates is that, taxes matter. And incentives work. Clearly, I mean, nobody would dispute that in this case, that you put this incentive out there and people respond to it. My point is simply that if we put such a nice incentive out there for the film industry and they're responding to it, why don't we just lower taxes and make the incentive for all industry and they'll respond to it as well?
Right. Why would California, who was the pinnacle of all of this production at one point in history, why would they let that business go and not provide the same incentives that a New Mexico is providing?
Well, they do provide some incentives because they don't want to lose it.
Great. We are going to go now to the phone lines and talk with Kevin. Kevin, how are you? You have a statement or a question for Steve?
Hi, you can hear me okay?
We can. Thank you for calling in. We're going to give you a Hinkle Family Fun Pack for calling in.
That telephone number for the second time. I'm driving and I missed it the first time.
All right. Well, hey, let me give it out right now. It's 505-338-5790. My bad. I'll make sure I say that a little bit more often. Kevin, what's going on today?
Please. Well, my whole family, my daughter, her husband, and my nephew get paid union wages in the movie industry doing different things and very, very happy in it. And it compared to art and the Rail Runner, I think the movie industry is terrific.
You know, that's really amazing that you mentioned that. Because it's the same argument. You know, there are people who, let's take the Rail Runner. We subsidize that thing to no end. I mean, it's cool to have a train, right, that goes from Albuquerque to Santa Fe, but we're paying through the nose for that thing.
Berlin. It goes from Berlin.
Yeah, it does. And there had been talk of extending it, but it's so upside down financially.
So, Kevin, you have multiple members of your family making really good wages. Is the work pretty consistent right now?
It comes and goes, but they still make beginning wages $28 an hour, time and a half after 8 hours, double time after 8 hours, after 12 hours, and they're all good for at least $50,000 to $70,000 a year.
Kevin, how about the people you work with? You enjoy the folks? Is it a fun atmosphere?
I don't work there.
Oh, you
I'm
don't?
Retired.
Just your family does. Gotcha. Gotcha. But your family's enjoying it.
My daughter and her husband and my nephew work there full time.
Yeah. It's a terrific industry in there. And, you know, being in my industry, we've shot commercials for years. Talented, smart, fun people. And There's almost nothing more fun than being on a shoot. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah.
So again,
we're
it's
very
just
a, creative. It's just my daughter's got a master's in art, and she loves doing the scenery and doing a costume designing, and she loves her husband's a foreman construction, and there's always work for him. Always.
Do they think if the tax credit was cut back or even eliminated, what would happen to those jobs? Has the industry gained enough traction here, or would they move?
Well, I don't know, honestly, the answer, but I know that they're for tax incentives, that's for sure. Said earlier, you can get two economists, one on one side, one on the other. They'll never agree with each other. So I just know if they did away with the incentives, I know the jobs would probably go away. I don't understand economics. I failed economics in college.
Kevin, hey, I really appreciate your call in this afternoon very much. We've got to go to a break right now.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your call. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
We're going to get that Hinkle thing?
Well, you are. And if you would give your information to Tim, don't hang up right away. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Here's Joy Junction CEO, Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University, featuring curriculum from The Bible from 30,000 Feet, the renowned book and teaching series by Dr. Skip Heitzik of Calvary Church. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule and work toward a certificate or fully accredited degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. For a complete list of classes and to enroll, visit calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college. Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back in studio with Steve McKee, and Steve's been a longtime friend of mine, businessman here in Albuquerque, very close to his entire family, had a couple sons play basketball, God's game, of course, and we had some great success with that and a lot of fun, and our daughters danced together. Everybody's married now. Garvey's just on the honeymoon, so congratulations. And
you
and Denise are getting ready to ride off into the sunset.
I wouldn't say ride off, but enjoy the sunset. How's that?
Well, I figured that we could make this a Western movie since we're talking about the Mexico film industry. So I still want to get a handle on the math of this thing. So
yeah.
Kevin calls up. He's all fired up because his family, children, and their spouses are working in the industry, very successful, $29+ an hour, making $70,000 a year. Yeah, that's a great job. Want to ask you though about that person at McDonald's that's making $9 or $10 an hour. How much of what they are getting paid is going to subsidize that $29?
Yeah, that's the right question. So if you gross simple oversimplifications, but if you take that $28 or $29 an hour, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 of those dollars are being paid by the person who's working at McDonald's making $9 an hour by the income taxes of the state. And so the question again is, great job, wonderful that it's high wage, but that high wage job is being subsidized by people who can't put shoes on their kids' feet.
Right.
And that's tough. Kevin brought up another point, which is a concern that everybody has, which is if the tax credit goes away, so do the jobs. We haven't talked about it, but 30 or 5 or 40 other states are doing this. Several have gotten out of the business because they see the math. But believe me, Hollywood, the local crews are fabulous. They're us, right? But the producer who's sitting in Burbank or Studio City, you know, with a sharp pencil looking at that budget, they don't have no loyalty to Mexico. So if the incentives go away, they'll move. And that's a big problem because when you talk about the Intel plant earlier, if those incentives go away, yeah, Intel may decide to reallocate its resources elsewhere, but probably what would happen is the fab would wind down over a period of many years.
Yeah.
So we would lose it slowly.
I understand they just have been hiring and expanding their mission, which is very exciting.
In the case of a movie, if we stop the incentive, the next movie just won't come here. So we would lose some significant percentage of those jobs immediately, which again says, is this really a good investment? Are we buying jobs or are we renting them really?
I'm not smart enough to do the math except with round numbers. So let's say a movie's going to cost $10 million. You've written a script. You're a great director, a great producer. You put together your team and you go to a bank to get this thing financed. If you're bringing that movie to New Mexico, you can say, look, this thing's going to cost $10 million. You can see by my track record that I stay on budget. And New Mexico is going to give us back a big chunk of that money. They're going to give us back 25% of it. So I only need 75% of it financed. Is that kind of the way they approach things?
Well, I mean, kind of. You know, I don't know if a bank would finance a movie, first of all.
Well, there's got to be some kind of investors that do that.
Oh, sure. You know, absolutely. No, this is a very real thing. When you get, you know, we think of Hollywood as kind of crazy, you know, directors and actors and that, but the producers, these guys are business people. I mean, they sharpen their pencil and they look for every possible way wisely that they can get the most for their money. So they factor this thing into their calculations and that ultimately ends up in the investor decks, you know, and they're recruiting all these investors. This matters. It matters to everyone. It matters on the incentive side, the Hollywood side. It matters on the state side. It really matters. And so any change in it is going to change people's behavior, which is why we need to talk about it. It's just that we, the average New Mexican, see the visible, tangible benefits of it, but we don't appreciate the costs. There's an opportunity cost to it.
I go back to California. These guys have to understand the economies of scale better than any other state.
Do you know that of the 100 biggest movies in 2017, this is the latest year that we know, only 10 of them were produced in California? Of the top 100 movies, only 10 were produced in California. There was 20 in Canada. We haven't even talked about that. International. Sure. Game of Thrones is shot in Ireland. Mm-hmm. 15 of them in the UK. And Georgia produced 15 of them. So, I mean, Hollywood is where it's at. But the industry has been dating other people for some time.
You know, there's a big movement now in Christian films and family films. You know, things that are not profane. And a lot of those movies are doing very well, like the film series, couple different movies, God's Not Dead. Yeah. They've done very well. There's been others. Are we attracting any of that business to New Mexico?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because Georgia has been a big hotbed for that. The politics of film is a whole nother beast. Georgia recently passed its heartbeat abortion law. And a number of big Hollywood moguls said, that's it. We're not going to make movies anymore in Georgia. And our own governor said, hey, come over to New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So there is a political dimension to this, not only at that level, but at the level of, if you want to get really conspiratorial, you know, Hollywood producers, directors contributing to politicians' campaigns who give them incentives, right? It's the whole scratch my back, I scratch your thing. That goes on with every industry. There's a lot of lobbyists, but much of that is going on as well. So there's just so many layers to this. We really need to hold our elected officials accountable. I found it funny. I was reading, doing some reading to prepare for this, and I found a quote from a guy by the name of Sky Moore, who's an entertainment attorney. So he works for the studios, okay? And his quote is, he's talking about incentives in general, not New Mexico in particular, but he says, the whole policy is beyond stupid. As an economic matter, it hurts any state that adopts a program. You're taking money out of state. It's insanity! Exclamation point. And the person who wrote the article said he made me put the exclamation point in there. And they asked the guy, I said, well, don't you work for the studios? And he says, yes, but I'm an American first and a lawyer second.
Wow.
So everybody knows that, you know, everybody has their reasons for doing incentives, and they're not always ROI.
Anytime we talk about a national economic issue, the name Wall Street comes up. What does Wall Street think of what we're doing?
Wall Street, it's really interesting that you mentioned that, because the Wall Street Journal published an article, earlier this year, just at the end of last year, and it said, this is the headline, New Mexico's filmmaking incentive program may be too attractive. And this was before the legislature lifted the limits, but it was hearkening to that principle that we're in debt to Hollywood. I mean, that's one way of looking at it. We owe Hollywood a lot of money for, we put dinner on the credit card. So dinner's done and we owe the credit card. That's kind of a scary thing. Not only that, with the Netflix and NBC Universal deal, we're signing up for a lot more dinners, a lot more money that's going to go out of the state's coffers based on their economic activity.
Unbelievable, scary. I don't know how to even consider this. We are going to be back with our final segment with Steve McKee. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
Need General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part? We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part? New Mexico rated us Ford Dealer of the Year. Visit us at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com. Or 505-884-8584.
It's already time to think about going back to school. Albuquerque Christian Children's Home always gets new kids right before school starts, and they often arrive with only the clothes they're wearing. Plus, the children who are already at ACCH have grown. All of these kids need clothes and shoes that fit. Please pick up a gift card at local clothing outlets and donate it to ACCH. For more information, call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or visit acchkids.org. And thanks for helping the kids at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acchforkids.org or call 898-5520.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here from the Band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album, as well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix My Eyes.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at forkeencountry.com.
You're listening to Plugged In on KNKT.
Dora, this isn't the jungle. It's high school. It's life or death.
The movie Dora and the Lost City of Gold follows a teen girl who spent most of her life in the jungle with her parents. Now it's time to use some of what she's learned. The original animated show about a little girl explorer was a preschool kid favorite. This live-action version is a little more grown up and comes packing some potty humor. But it's still a film that reminds kids that learning is cool and embracing a cheery outlook will serve you in your own personal jungles. I'll give Dora and the Lost City of Gold a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to our final segment of ABQ Connect. Steve McKee, McKee Wallwork Advertising. If you want to look into some things that Steve has written, and he's got a very interactive website. It's what you advertising guys do. Go to McKeeWallwork.com, McKeeWallwork.com. Really neat website. Talking about his books, When Growth Stalls, and Power Branding. Lots of good stuff. Steve, appreciate you being here. It sounds like the state of New Mexico has read my book, How to Turn $1 Million in Stock into $25 in Cash. I'm perplexed as to why we haven't sat down on both sides of the aisle, put a pencil to this. We don't just have to give away these incentives. We have beautiful client. We have a well-trained workforce. We have a lot of other things that will attract business here. It sounds like we need to change our approach. But I'm just going to ask you, why are we doing this? Does this make New Mexico more competitive?
Yeah, I'll answer it with a really brief story. Early in my career, one of the ways I learned about marketing and branding and advertising was I was working in the fast food business for fast food clients. And they put out coupons every week. And every time they put out a coupon, they'd have a rush of business. And I remember thinking, that can't be all there is to it. Arguably, when you put out a coupon, you're more competitive because you get people in. But it's actually not true. Because what you're doing is you are harming the value of what it is that you're offering. You're training people to buy at lower prices. And that's the equivalent here. This incentive is like a coupon. It attracts a lot of economic activity. So it feels like we're winning. But in reality, we are not charging full price, if you will, for all the wonderful crew, talent, locations, everything that we have here. And so I don't think it makes us more competitive, especially when you consider that if we stop, there's 35 other states that'll pick it up. And the states that are ahead of us in this game have done the math. And they're saying, you know what? We love the movie business, but we're not going to buy it anymore.
But they do still have some incentives, mm-hmm. and they just have a different equation for how they incentivize them, right?
Significantly different equation. Some states have cut it off entirely, which, you know, it gets to the question of why don't we subsidize the plastics manufacturing business? You know, why don't we subsidize the, I don't know, the drone?
No, but that really is the question. I mean, it's been proven time and time again that manufacturing jobs stabilize economies. And it is true that we've seen evidence of this in China and Russia, where they have created incentivized workforce in manufacturing so that they can keep a lot of the money home. And, you know, Americans now, we're buying so many of our products. It's very rare that you look at a manufacturing labor on a product and you see made in the USA. Mm-hmm. I know there are some, and I actually try to give some business, but I was looking for a mountain bike the other day, and I couldn't find a bike anymore made in the United States. They're all made overseas. Now, there's some frames and some components and things that are made in the United States, but the few bikes, there's one or two brands that are actually made in the United States, way out of my budget, and it's, you know, you're talking about a $10,000 mountain bike. Crazy stuff we're talking about. Steve McKee, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to see you back the Friday after Labor Day.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
All right. Blessings to you, my friend. Thanks
Likewise.
For joining us. And thank you for listening today, ABQ Connect. Be with us Monday. We'll see you then.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.